U.S. immigration policy and an Olympic dream collided this week. Track star and DACA recipient Luis Grijalva qualified to represent his native country of Guatemala running the 5,000-meter race. But Grijalva's immigration status put his Olympic hopes in jeopardy. The 22-year-old has lived in the U.S. since he was 1 year old. But without special permission from immigration officials, he might not have been allowed back into the U.S., meaning that by competing in the Games, he would essentially deport himself. But just yesterday, he got the okay and can now fly to Tokyo to compete. We're joined now by Luis Grijalva and his immigration lawyer, Jessica Smith Bobadilla. So, Luis, take me to the moment when you found out that you could travel to the Games. What was your reaction?
Yeah, it was awesome. I was really excited to, like, once we heard the news, me and Jessica were in the car, and I just couldn't believe it just because we've been working so hard at it. It seemed like a small dream a couple months ago, but it actually became a reality.
Jessica, can you give us an idea of just how much it took to get this special permission?
Yes. So we filed through the normal procedure as soon as we knew that Luis was going and was part of the Guatemalan team. But, that was relatively short time frame for even expedited requests for DACA parole. So we went to great lengths. Luis and I and his agent and coaches were all kind of on the same page and pushing forward an effort to get Congress involved. Eventually, we got different media attention, and I think that all made the difference. The problem is that there might be many young people like Luis that have a need to travel and that have a tight time frame, and I think it's not always possible to get all that attention given the situation. It was kind of an exceptional case for me.
Yeah, I'm sure. And I wondered, Luis, because you are not a natural-born U.S. citizen, you can't compete on the U.S. team. How does it feel to represent Guatemala instead?
Yeah, it feels awesome. I was here in the States for 21 years of my life, and I'm 22 currently. But just to be able to represent where my roots started and just to be able to represent my mom and my dad and my family and just generations of a family that I had in the past of Guatemala, I think it would be pretty special representing 15 million people of Guatemala. So it's an honor and it's a privilege to run for Guatemala and just run for my people.
Jessica, what needs to change for somebody like Luis? I'm sure there's a lot that needs to change in immigration policy. Understanding that, what would be your priority?
One thing I would urge the Biden administration to do at this point is to make the travel permit part of the application for the DACA renewals. There's currently no initial applications that can be approved, but lots of people like Luis are regularly renewing their DACA permits and work authorization. I think it would be prudent to allow these young people to apply for their travel permit for more or less a blanket travel permit when they renew their DACA work authorization and a permission to be in the United States. I just don't see why we really have to go through something like this to get someone to the Olympics, even though I understand it is the current procedure. Second, I think we all have to, as U.S. citizens, those of us that are U.S. citizens, urge Congress to act, to work together. I don't think that the DACA students and the Dreamers should be a very controversial piece of immigration legislation. I think Congress should be able to get this done. And I think we've got a lot of people's attention that are now aware that this is kind of a crisis that can lead to some really heartbreaking situations for some very talented young people that have grown up here.
Luis, I imagine there's people listening right now who are also DACA recipients who are in a situation similar to yours. What would you say to them?
I guess I would say to them, just keep fighting, just keep believing in yourself because, there's so many possibilities. This dream of mine of going to the Olympics seemed pretty unreal and just... it was definitely a team effort with Jessica. She was like the kind of the powerhouse behind it, but also just my agent, Ray Flynn, and then my sponsorship, Hoka One One. It's a team effort, but I just still can't believe that. I mean, I'm going to the Olympics this year, so it's been a dream ever since I started running back in high school.
It's incredible. And is there any one thing you're looking forward to? while you're at the Olympics?
Yeah, I'm just looking forward to just to just get that experience at the national stage, just because for track and field and in a lot of sports, this is kind of the pinnacle, the highest achievement you could possibly run at is at the Olympic Games. It's just the pinnacle of track and field. So I'm really excited just to gain experience and just hopefully, I'm only 22 years old, but I can see myself, running in the Paris Games and the LA Games in the near future. But yeah, just to get experience for this first one and the next one, I'll already be there, so I know what to expect for sure.
Yeah, and you might be even faster. That is Luis Grijalva, DACA recipient from Arizona representing Guatemala, and his immigration attorney, Jessica Smith-Bobadilla. Thanks so much to both of you. And Luis, good luck.
Yeah, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.